Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And as always, I'm grateful that you chose to be with me on this 25th day of June 2022. We're going to be talking about a relative subject, very relative, our mental health and what's going on in our country and how we do not deal with our mental health very well. With all the shootings we've seen, with the shootings we will see, this is not something that is a political situation at all. It has to do with the condition of our mental health as a nation and as people. When you look up the word mental health, it is defined as a person's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. I would agree. That's a really broad point of view, and I am fine with it. It's good enough for the masses. But the trouble is, we don't take care of our mental health during the course of our life, and we are not taught to. We aren't taught to be indulgent of anything we want. We believe that nothing can hurt the way we think or anything else about us, that playing video games and blowing people up and shooting them and watching violent movies, having parents that don't really parent their child because they're afraid to say no or they're afraid to tell the child the truth about what's going on, both within the parents and the child. They're afraid of all of these things and many, many more. Nothing is ever really established as the way, the truth, and the light in a child. I mean, how many of you taught your children mental health, and what would that be? So if you told them that Grand Theft Auto, the video game, was not a good thing for a kid, and you explained why your child should not be doing it, and he says or she says, well, everybody else is doing it, why can't I do it? If you don't have an answer for that, if you don't understand what he's really up against with his mental health and how he is programming his mental health, then you're going to find some deep, significant problems. So young people today, and I say young anywhere from the ages of 11 to 22, I would say, they don't get it. They've been allowed to do whatever they wanted to do with their minds. And all of us are in that category. We indulge our minds and our emotions in many things that we do not understand have consequences. And because we don't understand these consequences, nor do we care, we're arrogant. We think, well, that won't bother me, watching some guy get his head chopped off in a movie or in a video. We just pass it by and think that nothing is going to happen. There are repercussions for everything that we do in this lifetime, and we have a very difficult time managing our mind, our body, and our emotions. We just don't understand the vehicle that we run around in, this habitat of the human body, and nor do we get the condition of our condition. It should be very important, I think, for young people to understand all of this. There are three books, I think, that are very, very helpful. The first one is Sapiens, and the second one is written by the same author, Havari Homo Deus. They will help give an overview of what it is like to live in this world and what it's all about. But if you want to get into the nitty-gritty, and it should be something that we all have to look at, is our mental health. And Robert Sapolsky's book on Behave is an excellent book to understand the chemicals in our body and our brain, what our brains are calculated to do, and that is all about survival, our DNA, and then you add the hereditary stuff that we all have in our body about who we are, what we are, and it just gets deeper and deeper into the debt of mental illness. So those three books I highly recommend, highly. I can't say enough about them. I think the authors are brilliant. I think they are on point, and I think that they have a lot to offer the world. But we, the average person, just don't have time to read books like this because we're so busy in our mischief, our mental illness. And that's what it's all about, mental illness. And we live in mental illness. So the first question I got this week, or really it was last week, forgive me, is from Carrie. I've heard from him before. He lives in Denver. Why are so many people mentally ill, in your opinion? And then he goes into the shootings and all the ugly things that have recently happened. And his opinion is political, that it's Congress that is the issue, blah, blah, blah. I see no reason for anyone to have a gun. Guns are meant to kill. I see no reason for it. I don't think the Second Amendment is read properly. I think it's been misconstrued by the gun society that is eminent here in our country today. And I feel that it is very, very important to understand karma and to understand the age we are in, the Kali Yuga. I think it is also very important to understand reincarnation. These are things that people just do not have the mental capacity to truly accept nor understand. We are a violent people, just basically because of the animal that lives within, or is us, I should say, in the form of the human body. Human body is made and built for survival. It is a killer. We are natural-born killers. And if you look at it from the biology that Robert Sapolsky gives us, if you read his book, you'll understand more and more the scientific aspect of all of this. Yes, it is natural for the human body to kill. It is. I'm not going to say it's not. It is. It's something that is not only gratifying to most human bodies, but is also a deep form of vengeance and pride. And when you start looking at all of the stuff that we are about in the form of our human body, the condition, as I call it, you start to realize that all this is about, if you live from your human body without any sense of, shall we say, transformation, or any sense of raising the level of your awareness to some sense of consciousness, that all you will live for is to get and to have and to be a pirate, basically. It just, we steal, we lie, we cheat, we do all these things. Mischief, as the Buddha talked about it, which I think is very polite, to survive. So, Carrie, you asked me why people are mentally ill. We live in a society that is mentally ill, and I'm going to get down right now to the nitty-gritty. Do you really think, honestly, that you can give people the freedom that we have here in this country? And I'm not saying it's the ultimate freedom, but the freedom we have, without there being people who transgress that freedom with their personal agenda that is based in their DNA, the impulses of the DNA to kill, to lie, to cheat, to steal. Do you really think this animal that, for instance, is sitting here at 71 years old is going to just pass by the opportunity to kill and ravage maybe a person or people? Or, of course, it's not in me. It's never been in me, but it's in my DNA, and I am sure it could be awakened. And I don't know what I would do if we were walking down the street, Carrie, and you and I were talking, and somebody came over and threatened you to kill you. I don't know. Would I take a bullet for you? Would I try to defend you? You know, what would I do? These are all instincts. And as long as I live from my instincts, I'm going to miss the opportunity to transcend my human body, to transcend this carcass that has a condition of mental illness, and maybe change the way I live my life. The problem with most of us is that we have a higher opinion of ourselves than we do the level of our performance. We just aren't going to go very high. We like gossip. We like anger. We like fear. We like thinking less of people. We like heroes that, in our opinion, are badass. And we want to live our life according to all of that and never live our life in the way, the truth, and the light of the authentic heart. Love is what we are here for. There are many ways in which you can live your life. It is natural for the human being to want to survive. But there's something beyond survival, Carrie, that we just don't get. We don't like it. We're not interested in it. It's called transformation, transcendence. It is that of going beyond where we live currently within ourselves as an animal. And we only teach our children, and we only watch in society how the animal lives its life. And it is to steal, to lie, to cheat, and to kill. It just is. Look at Putin. Look at what's going on in Russia. Look at what's going on in Ukraine. It's all about killing. And for what reason? For what purpose? Really? Really? We are not spiritually evolved, nor are we much interested in our spirituality. We are only interested in what we can get and what we can steal. we rob and lie and cheat, and that's human nature, I hate to tell you. But the problem with all of that is to build a society around the DNA, the genetics that like to hate and kill and steal is where we're at. This is what we've done. And even laws that we have about whatever are easily broken. And there are many people who are just willing to shoot and then kill themselves. So we don't really accomplish anything through this thing, this medium that we call freedom. We don't have any freedom. Please remember. Carrie, remember this. There are consequences for everything I do, you do. And we all pay those consequences. When you live in a country like this, the consequence is you could go to the grocery store and be killed. In a country that we live in like this, it could be that you send your babes to school and never see them again. That's the consequence of living in a society, in a country that thinks of itself as elevated freedom. And really, it's not elevated at all. And freedom is not the ability to do whatever I want, whenever I want. There is so much more to this life experience than what old Gregory can understand. To transcend this world is to have a sense of consciousness. The answer is in consciousness. And when you start developing your life beyond the attributes of freedom, political, social, religious freedom, then you start to realize it is only true love that is the meaning of this existence. And to use every moment of your life for that love, for the state of love, for the purposes of a unconditional sense of kindness, unending, that is something very powerful, very unique. And if we ever needed love more, I don't know when it is. I really don't. We need to understand love within us and what makes love possible. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you for your question, Carrie. Thank you for your listening ears. I deeply appreciate it. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.